Hey there, this is Howard Schachter. I am the Vice President of Communications at Acreage Holdings, and this is Access, an opportunity to get to know some of the terrific folks that work at the company. And today, I could not be more thrilled than to be joined by Katie Neer, our Director of Government Relations, on a cold and rainy Monday here in New York City. Katie, where are you today?
I am in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, so I could rub it in. It's a pretty perfect day.
Cool. Well, I'm really interested in hearing a lot about how you found your way to Acreage in the role that you have. There's a lot of folks that are going to be listening to this that have no idea how the world of government relations works. So why don't we start at the beginning? Why don't you share where you're from and how did you find yourself in the world of government affairs?
Sure. So I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and was a big athlete. And so when it came time to choose colleges, it was really all about where I would be playing a sport. And I got a scholarship to play lacrosse at SUNY Albany, which is a good Division I program. So that's where I went. Very little thought to the academic world or my future career. So it all worked out. I fell into political science and I found an internship with the New York State Assembly in the legislature. So I did that internship my junior year and just got the government bug and knew that I was going to have a career in and around government in some capacity. So that led to a series of other, you know, interesting internships with lobbying firms. I did intern with then Senator Hillary Clinton's office and volunteer on her campaign in 08 and got to go to the DNC, which was exciting for a college kid. And so all of that experience led me to my first job, which was in a lobbying firm in Albany. And then that led to law school.
For those listening that really, they've heard the word, but they don't quite get lobbying. How do you define what that role is?
I would define lobbying as, so you're private sector, you don't work for government. You're basically a consultant who gets hired by companies, associations, sometimes individuals, to help them navigate the government process. So that could be anything from advocating for legislative change, so bills, to change the law and dealing with the legislature, or it could be working with executive branch agencies, regulators, to lobby for regulatory changes or licensing issues or enforcement investigations. Basically, anytime the business world or individuals are trying to navigate interactions with government, they very often hire lobbyists.
So that takes us back to your career path. You were doing that in a few different capacities, it sounds like. Was Acreage a client of yours at some point?
It was. So much later in my career, I started a lobbying firm. I left and went to law school. And then I went into government and I worked in the governor's office for Governor Cuomo for a few years. When I left there, I went to a law firm that also does lobbying, Greenberg Traurig. And it was in that capacity in 2017 or 2018 that I got retained by Acreage Holdings. So I was originally Acreage's outside lobbyist for New York State. That's how I met Nick Etten. That's how I met you, Howard, too, and eventually found my way in-house and joined the team.
You mentioned working in the governor's office. What did you do there?
So I was the governor's secretary for financial services and general government, which was a fascinating job, probably the coolest job someone could ever have. I was on a state operations team and was in charge of six agencies. So anything from the Department of Financial Services to the Gaming Commission to the Department of State, Office of General Services, all kinds of agencies kind of would come in and out of the portfolio, but that was the core. And really just in charge of day-to-day operations. So everything from hiring, firing, et cetera, to implementing and coming up with policy. It was an awesome experience.
And at a certain point from Greenberg, you made the leap over to an in-house position with us, and you and Nick make up our government affairs team. Can you share a little bit about what that means, a little bit about our platforms at Acreage and how that translates to a day-to-day job for you?
Sure. So there is no shortage of things to do on the government relations front from an in-house perspective with Acreage, because we have a very big footprint in the country and we're dealing with a different set of rules basically in every state. So it's very similar to the gaming industry, to the insurance industry. It's pervasively regulated. And it's different in each state. And so Nick and I try to stay on top of all of that. So that varies. You know, we have a bucket of states that we talk about and work really, really closely with, because those are states who are contemplating legalizing adult use cannabis. So they're either drafting or talking about or going to introduce a bill that would make adult use cannabis legal in that state. Those states get a lot of our attention. And then there's a bucket of states that are medical only states, and we would love to see tweaks to the law or the reg to make those programs better. So that's kind of another bucket of states. And then there's a number of states where we're just trying to get Acreage in the door, and that's a different strategy. And then there's, of course, the federal government, which has had quite a bit of moving pieces and a lot going on since I came in-house, and Nick really keeps his thumb on that. So we have a lot going on, have a lot of outside lobbying teams that we need to manage and communicate with, and then make sure the proper people inside Acreage, so the operations team, you, Howard, and your team, from the communications front, it all intertwines and overlaps. And so a big part of our role is making sure people have the information they need when they need it, so that we are making smart business decisions.
For sure. Well, speaking on behalf of the communications department, we've enjoyed a fantastic partnership with you and Nick, and look forward to a lot more in the future. This has really been fascinating. I wish we had a lot more time, but we'll make a point of circling back as we head into 2020 and learn about what's going on from a legislative front on all the various bills, et cetera, the happening state level and federal level. But until then, thank you so much for joining us, Katie. Have a great holiday season, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Howard. You too.
This is Access, signing off.